Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gabaza, and for today, we're talking about the role of corporates when it comes to business development support, particularly for technology-focused small businesses and startups. And to help us to unpack some of these issues, we are joined by Mandisa Hurenklopo-Peterson, who is the Chief Marketing Officer at technology firm BCX, which is under Telkom Group. And they recently actually had their BCX Digital Innovation Awards for 2020, which formed part of the Sunday Times Top 100 Companies Awards. And they're saying that this is part of their drive to support some of the technology innovators that are in and around South Africa. Mandisa, greetings to you. Perhaps just a bit of a history around these BCX awards.
Greetings to you, Mudiwa. It's great to have a chat with you. You know, around the Digital Innovation Awards, we launched this award in 2019, last year. So this is our second year. And as you rightly pointed out, we partnered with the Sunday Times Top 100 really to recognize digital innovation, excellence in South Africa, and really focusing on corporates and SMEs. And the whole aim is really to drive innovation and recognize those companies that are doing, you know, something unique from an innovation perspective and thinking out of the box in terms of driving innovation excellence in South Africa.
I think, you know, something that people might want to maybe understand is why BCX actually thinks that this is something that's important to actually go after, because BCX is one of those companies that's already achieved growth scale. It's already one of the biggest IT firms in South Africa, you know, so why partner with someone who literally started something maybe 2 months ago?
I think innovation is evolving. And I think, you know, partnering with SMEs, it gives us an opportunity to partner with those small organizations that are hungry to drive innovation, that can come up with something new that as BCX wouldn't have thought of. I think if you look at the entries that from this year's competition, all of them were really, you know, trying to see how they can pivot into the new normal, you know, with the COVID-19 pandemic, and coming up with innovation that will help us to live better during the lockdown. So some of the entries, I mean, without going into detail right now, is they actually helped society and industries to actually serve their consumers while still in lockdown.
Perhaps this might be a good point then for us to maybe understand from your point of view, because it sounds like there might have been a lot of entries to the, you know, to the awards and a lot of judging, etc. So what are some of the things that you guys were looking for when deciding some of the winners? Because someone who looks at some of the different winners will see that one of the businesses is actually, if I remember correctly, it's actually a business that is run by Checkers, which is a big group, whereas one of the other winners is, you know, a pure startup, you know, one of those companies, Bottles, that literally is a small player, etc. So in terms of judging and in terms of accepting some of these people, what were some of the criteria?
So, you know, from an SME perspective, we looked at those SMEs that have been in operation for more than a year. They employ about 5 or more people. And in terms of their annual turnover, it's up to 50 million. And from a corporate perspective, it was really looking at, you know, those enterprises that have employed more than 200 employees. And also for all the entries, they had to have deployed their digital innovation between 2017 and the date of the competition entry. And they also needed to demonstrate to us that those platforms or digital innovation that they've implemented were operational, and that they are able to actually demonstrate how they made use of technology in terms of innovation. And I think going more into detail, I mean, from a judging perspective, we really looked at whether they unpacked the challenge in terms of the quality of the problem statement or the business challenge that they were trying to address. And we also looked at the quality of their value proposition for their targeted audience. And as I said, you know, from an innovativeness of the technology that they used and the success of the implementation. And I think more important is if they were able to kind of demonstrate the return on the investment in terms of the operational enhancement or revenue generation, or else if they managed to kind of penetrate from a market share perspective.
And against that backdrop, where you're looking at all of those different criterias, were there any, you know, particular businesses or business models that, you know, perhaps either surprised you or perhaps, you know, got you thinking just around how they've actually approached the marketplace?
You know, to be honest with you, Mudiwa, is when I looked at, you know, without really sounding politically correct, I actually said to one of my team members that I would like to set up time after we've announced the competition to actually get, you know, all the entries to come and present to the business, because that's how good they were. If I have to kind of narrow it down to, you know, the top three from a SME perspective, I think the one that really stood out for me, which actually came third, was the Ozo in terms of the digital payment product. And another one was Netcare in terms of how they were able to kind of pivot, if I have to use that word, you know, to offer a telehealth platform, which really allows virtual doctors to consult with their businesses. And you've mentioned, you know, the winners, Bottles and Checkers. I mean, they were quite, Checkers 60/60. They were quite impressive in terms of how they were able to adapt to, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic and lockdown and how they were able to, you know, to offer a platform that enabled people to carry on, you know, buying the essentials, you know, during this period.
And I'd like to say, you know, that we've had the team from Ozo on this platform, if I remember correctly, and they do have quite an impressive business. So I totally understand from that point of view. And to also see, you know, a company like Checkers also, you know, innovating this way, because I think before the lockdown, a lot of what they're doing was sort of like in the pilot phase in certain parts of the country. But now they've gone full on. And when you go to a Checkers, you actually see special sections of people, you know, just delivering on that end. So more importantly for us, because you mentioned just now that you've actually decided to set aside some time, the role of corporates when it comes to actually helping out startups, the ones unlike Checkers 60/60 that does have Checkers as a backer, a Bottles, for example, and Ozo, what role do you think corporates actually have to play in actually helping those businesses to grow?
I think corporates need to look at some of these small startups and see if they kind of fit into their business or an operational model, and whether they can fit into their supply chain and partner with them. You know, this competition for me is not only of benefit to BCX in terms of potential partnership. We're hoping that this will provide the SMEs, you know, these startups, exposure, you know, through, you know, the media coverage that they get, to really find, you know, good partners that it can actually help them to expand their business.
And then I guess that helps us to then end off our discussion just around perhaps maybe giving us an idea of BCX's investment in, you know, business development support for some of these technology-focused ventures. Do you guys have anything else that happens outside of the awards? What type of engagement do you guys have? And do you think it's also helped you guys to maybe innovate a bit more internally?
We actually support businesses from, you know, in two areas. The one that you're probably not aware of is that we support various business through our enterprise supply development program. We have actually invested about 100 million to the IDF Future Fund, and the fund is actually used to invest in enterprises that are at a seed stage or growth stage on behalf of BCX. And we also provide kind of an ad hoc funding in a form of connectivity to the incubation hubs, and that we spend about 6 million per annum. And then from a digital innovation awards, I think what this provides to the winners, whether it's from an SME or enterprise perspective, is that they're able to partner with us. If you look at last year's winner, identified which was a biometric platform, we've partnered with them. We're in the process, finalizing our partnership with them. So it's really an opportunity to kind of, take their innovation further and grow their businesses, through, exposure, not only from us, but also in terms of from our clients. I think for me, what was interesting with this competition is that all the corporate that entered this competition are our partners. So in a sense, it actually enhances the relationships that we have, but we also can be part of their journey of, driving digital transformation. And certainly COVID-19 has actually resulted in the acceleration of digital transformation. If you look at the likes of, Checkers 6060, as you rightly pointed out, they were still thinking about it, and COVID-19 hit and they had to find a way to speed up the process. So I guess for us, as large enterprises operating within South Africa, we would like to kind of provide support for technology development and hope that it will have kind of a positive impact on South Africans and the country.
So that's been it with us and Mandy Santloko-Peterson, who is the Chief Marketing Officer at technology firm BCX, talking about their recent Digital Innovation Awards, where we saw companies like Bottles and Checkers 6060 winning some of these awards. Also, she's just highlighting some of the other business models that had also entered the competition, just highlighting companies like Ozo to say that some of the innovation that they have around payments is actually quite impressive. Talking about the role of corporates in actually helping startups to grow and how that type of relationship also helps them with some of their internal innovation, and it also helps to grow some of their partnerships that they already have with existing clients. So that's been it. On the other side of this, we're going to be getting into a session where we actually hear from some of the winners of the awards. Keep it locked. This is the Business Day Spotlight.
This Black Friday, Business Live, South Africa's premier online business destination, is offering you 50% off everything for as little as 60 Rand a month. Go to www.businesslive.co.za/buy to check out their offer. But hurry, this offer is only valid from the 27th to the 30th of November.
So I am joined by some of the winners from the BCX Digital Innovation Awards, and that was a set of awards that's there to actually recognize digital innovation excellence in South Africa, focusing on corporates and SMEs. And two of the winners on the night, we have Checker 6060 and together with the Bottles app, winning the Digital Innovation Award on the corporate category, and then the other one on the SME category. Gentlemen, greetings to you.
Hi, good morning.
I think I'll just start with Bottles, very quickly. What does this win mean for the team, and what type of progress have you guys seen? Because I think 2020 has been quite an interesting year for your industry in particular. And I think, the culmination of also e-commerce, all of this, all of these factors, what has that done to the business?
Look, I think we're very proud for the acknowledgement of winning this award. It's been quite a big year for us. We started Bottles nearly 5 years ago now, as the first on-demand shopping app in the country. And our business was facing an existential crisis when when we weren't just hit with lockdown, we were also hit with a ban on the sale of alcohol, and we started as the alcohol delivery app. I think we were fortunate that we had a great partner in Pick and Pay, and we were able to repurpose our business from alcohol to grocery and essentials within just 4 days. And the response from our customers was overwhelmingly positive. I mean, we've seen massive growth, growing between 400 and 600% just between March and April. So it's been quite a journey, we're quite excited for the road ahead together with Pick and Pay.
All right. And then, you know, sort of looking across the aisle, because you guys are partnered, with Pick and Pay, but, you know, across the aisle, there's the team from Checkers. I remember before, you know, we went into the lockdown, when 60/60 first started, I think we're hearing it as more of, pilot program happening, you know, branches here and there. So as Checkers, how are you guys, feeling about the award? And could we have, 60/60 as just being a standalone business on its own one day?
Yeah, to echo what Vince said, you know, we're very proud to win this award. The ShopRite Group, 2 years ago had no e-commerce capability at all. And so in a very short space of time, we feel like we've managed to build something that's quite new and quite innovative, and we've been able to kind of leapfrog the competition, you know, and so we're quite proud of that. 60/60 is intertwined with the Checkers business, I don't think in the foreseeable future you'll see 60/60 as a standalone business. We're very much part of Checkers and proud to be so. You know, Checkers is a terrific brand. And with that brand, we've been able to get amazing scale and move very quickly. So we're very much part of the Checkers brand.
I guess just as a quick follow-up to you, Andy, on that one, has there been any issues with the customers, about the basket size, because you guys do limit the number of items that can be delivered, you know, all of those things. What's the feedback from customers on that level?
There, of course, have been some issues where, particularly during lockdown, customers wanted to, bulk shop. We saw amazingly big basket sizes. And we wanted to limit it, not just from an operational standpoint, but also because we wanted there to be enough for everyone. So we decided to put a limit of 30 items per basket in place. Which we think was the right thing to do. We continue to think that's the right thing to do. But of course, in time, we want to be able to accommodate whatever size basket a customer would want. And so if they want a small basket, we want to be able to accommodate that. And of course, if they want a big basket, we'll accommodate that too.
Okay. And then Vince, this award from last night, you know, issues like that, it, you know, spotlights the business even more as Bottles. Does that, maybe give you guys some impetus to expand the number of cities that you guys are in, or perhaps double down, you know, to make sure that you've got the best type of service in each of your operating cities?
Look, I think the award more than anything is just a great accolade for the hard work that our teams put together. I also think as an entrepreneur and as a small business, awards like these are not just kind of an accolade for us. It's also something that other small business or aspiring entrepreneurs can look up to and can inspire them to do great work. With where our country is at the moment, I think now more than ever, we need both small and big businesses to come together to try and help save this economy. We can't rely on the government to fix all the problems, and I really think entrepreneurs have a role to play within that. I think in terms of how our business has failed during lockdown, we're already available in pretty much all of the big provinces and all of the big cities, and we're looking to expand more as we go. So, but I think we're already available across most. So we already are available nationwide pretty much.
Okay. And in the interest of time, I'll just ask you both, what are you guys excited about? And are there any things, in future that we should be looking out for? Andy, I'll start with you.
We're very excited to be one of the lucky few people who have been able to really benefit from lockdown. You know, this thing has, lockdown and COVID has been a real blight on the vast majority of people. But actually, it's accelerated our industry. And it's up to us to take advantage of that acceleration. And so we see this as a step change in the way people are going to shop for groceries going forward. We want to take advantage of that. And so we count ourselves hugely lucky to be in that opportunity or to have that opportunity. Yeah, and excited to build on it, you know, and to continue to grow.
All right, Vince.
Yeah, I think to echo what Andy is saying, I think that COVID has, in the space of a few months, accelerated the entire e-commerce industry in South Africa by 4 or 5 years at least. And I think given that so many sectors are struggling right now, that we're in a space that is really growing, and it's our responsibility to grow as much as possible, to create as many jobs as possible, to try and have a positive impact. And I think healthy competition between us is actually really good for both businesses, and South Africans are going to benefit for it. So we're quite excited for what lies ahead in the e-commerce space for our business.
A healthy competition is good on both sides. So that's been us with Vince and Andy coming from the 60/60 Checkers team and also the team at Bottles.
This is Mudiwa's Take.
Another fascinating conversation, and I think more than anything else, the thing that sticks out to me about the whole engagement is that it's always good to have corporates like a BCX, and we heard the amounts that Mandisa are saying that they are spending on business development support and actually supporting SMEs and startups that are in the technology realm, because most of the time sometimes you kind of feel like when you look at what's going on in the US, where you have the antitrust investigations going on against Google, Amazon, Facebook and Apple, and one of the accusations that tends to be given out there is that big corporates just want to buy up small firms to eliminate competition. But if there's a partnership model that's there, because at the end of the day, most small businesses and startups just want access to market. They just want an opportunity to prove themselves, have a customer base, and actually grow from that point of view. So it's good to see BCX, taking this seriously. And, just the conversation with Mandisa just does give confidence that BCX does not take this as just a simple tick box exercise, because that is something that startups and SMEs tend to complain about when engaging with corporates, that they feel like it's simply just one of those things, corporate social investment or responsibility, CSI, and that, once some type of money has been given over, or a session, a workshop has been done, then relationships are never grown, fostered, or never really taken forward. But if there are steps and efforts like what Mandisa is saying, to take some of these relationships forward and actually help to build those relationships, then it's something that definitely should be applauded. So that's been it with the team from Checker 6060 and to Bottles. Thank you so much to them for just joining us and talking to us about the experience and some of their plans for the future, and also just how COVID-19 has actually affected their businesses and how they've actually been able to thrive. It's some good stories to tell, simply because sometimes when we talk about COVID-19, there's a lot of doom and gloom that comes associated with it, understandably. But at the same time, it's also good to recognize that in certain pockets of the economy, people have been able to capitalize on what's going on with the pandemic, with the lockdown, and come up with new and interesting business models, or to extend their current businesses to offer digital products, to offer products online, and to actually grow and attract a new clientele, or to keep an existing clientele that could not come to their physical locations. So that's been it. Thank you so much. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter or hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller, together with Modiehi Mashemaite and Ashley Geisford. My name is Mulio Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail, and this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.